Listening to Advertising Ethics and Standards.
Mary Engel, can I start by asking a simple question? What exactly does the FTC do?
Well, we basically keep an eye on the world of advertising and make sure that advertisers keep to the truth in advertising laws.
Mm-hmm.
That is, that their ads have to be truthful and that they shouldn't mislead anyone.
I see.
So, of course, any claims have to be based on evidence. In the early days of advertising, companies could say what they wanted. I mean, ads for weight loss products, for example, were making claims that simply weren't true.
Wow.
Things are different now, though. These days, advertisers have to be very careful when giving facts and statistics.
So, what areas do you focus on in particular?
Health. Claims that are hard to prove, such as the benefits of health products. And safety, of course. If a product says it's safe, then it has to be safe. Also, things like beauty products and environmental claims. Oh, and any ads aimed at children, especially now that healthy eating is such a big issue. We just want to make sure that advertisers act in a responsible way in these areas especially.
Okay. But there's no national code, is there?
No, there isn't. The regulations are different for TV, radio, and so on. Basically, they are all aimed at the same thing. Ads can't be unfair. That means they shouldn't cause physical injury to the consumer or financial injury, you know, where consumers lose money.
And how do you find ads that break the rules?
Well, mostly people tell us. You know, members of the public, competitors. They contact us about ads they think are misleading. And we monitor ads ourselves, of course. TV, radio, magazines, newspapers, posters, leaflets, and so on. We don't see ads before they come out, though. We can only act afterwards. And we just deal with national advertising, so any local matters we refer to the state.
Right. Are there any famous cases where advertisers broke the rules?
Plenty. A few years ago, a fast food chain actually claimed its food was a healthy choice. This clearly wasn't true, so we took action.
And what happens to advertisers who break the rules?
Sometimes we ask them to withdraw the ad, as we did with the fast food chain. If they continue false advertising, we can give fines of up to $11,000 a day.
Wow.
Sometimes more. There was a company selling weight loss vitamins a few years ago. They continued to make false claims after we told them not to. So in the end, they paid $2.6 million in fines. Other times, advertisers may have to give customers a refund or put another ad out to correct anything misleading. We call that corrective advertising.
And how have new forms of advertising affected your work?
Oh, it's a lot tougher these days. Well, there's the internet, of course. That's really challenging. It's so cheap and easy to advertise on the net. We find a lot of companies that don't know the rules about advertising. We're also getting ads in video games now, although that's mainly product placement rather than advertisers making claims.
What's product placement?
That's when a product appears in a movie, game, or TV program.
Oh.
You know, a billboard in the background, or where the star wears a watch or drives a car, and it's deliberately very visible. It's very common here in the States.
I've also heard of something called subviral marketing that's becoming popular.
Oh, yes. That's where a company will put a funny video or something on the internet which features their product, and they hope people will send it to their friends. More and more big companies are doing that, but they need to make it clear that it's an ad or they're misleading people.
That's interesting. Well, thanks very much, Mary, for telling us about standards in advertising. It's been great.
You're welcome.